show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
That's us. Welcome back. What do you say? Let's get things going again. It's another edition of Bucket Strategy Investing. If you're new to the program, we welcome you here. If you've been here a long time, we welcome you as well. Professor Rick Plum back here in studio with me. I'm Johnny Dean, sort of taking care of business this hour, talking money strategies with you. And this topic this hour can go a whole bunch of different ways. We could probably talk all day about it. We won't, but we're going to give you at least the what you need to know regarding a discussion on lifetime income. Now, I'm going to sort of go out on a limb here. I'm going to suggest that you're one of those people who doesn't want to outlive their income, right? Having a steady, guaranteed paycheck can certainly take a lot of pressure off of your equity portfolio, not to mention the peace of mind that it can also offer. But how do you get that? Where does this lifetime income actually come from? Some people have pensions covered through work. Some people have Social Security. Some people have other forms of income, but you may not have enough. And if you don't, how do you get it? So we're going to talk with Professor Plum about that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Now, you want to get in touch with the Brain Trust. If you got anything on your mind, it's whether it has to do with lifetime income or anything else that's on your mind, you give us a call right now. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll answer your money questions right here on the show. 877-752-6637. Plenty of room right now, so take advantage of the Brain Trust. You can also email us. That's at our website, wealthed.com. You find the link that says Find Your Answer on the upper part of the page, and we'll take it from there. Find your answer, send us your email, and we'll answer it for you here on the show. Kind of cool. Professor Rick Plum back with me, as usual, from Lucia Capital Group. Rick's part of our nationwide team we call the Brain Trust. He's here to answer your questions. Keep in mind, too, that if you want to talk to any Bucket Strategy advisor about your portfolio, you give Lucia Capital Group a call at their off-air number right there, 800-644-1150. You should take advantage of the advice and the experience that the Brain Trust has to offer. Your Buckets plan should be tailored to meet your unique goals. That's why we do it on this program, and that's why you should check it out. The number once again at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Room on the phones right now, as I said, so get on board with your money questions. We could talk, as I said, all day about things like lifetime income, because one of the reasons for setting up, say, a bucket strategy, or one of the reasons for us, talking about what we talk about, is the fact that we don't want you to run out of money before you run out of time.
Well, that's kind of the goal for most retirees.
Yes.
And how you go about setting that up has a lot to do with what are your goals and what's going on in your life and how do you go about doing things. And you can set things up with guarantees. You can set them up with potential growth. It's very difficult to set them up with guarantees and a lot of growth in the same product. It doesn't always work that way.
Well, you're trying to provide some sort of safety net for somebody, but at the same time, you can't. That's me. You go out on as far as you want on the limb and not have some sort of
right.
backup.
And that's unfortunate because there are correct ways from a risk management standpoint to do things, and there's incorrect ways. But creating the strategy up front makes a lot of sense. We've had this discussion many times. Do you need guaranteed income in your retirement portfolio? Some people do, not everybody. How much? That's up to you and how your portfolio is structured. But the whole idea is to basically create some form of income in retirement that you can rely on regardless of what happens in the market. I mean, look at what we've seen in the market so far in the last couple of weeks. Significant drops, couple really good days lately, and what does all that amount to? A lot of volatility. And so if you'd retired at the beginning of the year and then you needed a check at the end of January, well, you sure wouldn't want to have been in something that went down in value. And that's most things did go down in value with the exception of long bonds, which was a surprise. So how do you manage portfolio? How do you manage risk? And how much risk should you manage out of the portfolio?
See, I think the key phrase that you mentioned there, Professor Plum, is regardless what happens to the market. You know, anybody can set you up for lifetime income by saying, take no more than 4% out of your portfolio, or 5, or whatever it is.
Well,
take no more than that.
But that creates a variable income.
Of course it does. But you know what? You're never going to run out of money.
Well, if I don't ever take out more than 4% of whatever the remaining balance is, sure.
No.
I'll always have 96% left after the distribution. But 96% of, so what's that 4% represent?
Right.
If my portfolio went down 15% like it did the first month of the year, my 4% is 15% less as well, which means my budget just shrunk. At least the money that's coming from the portfolio just shrunk by 15%. I have 15% less money to spend this month compared to last month, or this year compared to last year, however you're managing it, monitoring it. And so do I want to have that kind of volatility in my income? A lot of people can't afford that. A lot of retirees are living fairly tight on the budget. Now, if you've got $10 million and you need $20,000 a year from your portfolio, you can pretty much do whatever you want. But most of the people out here, we aren't in that situation. We've got X amount of dollars, and we need to be able, and 4% may not be enough. So we may need to push that 4 to 5, and we really can't afford the variability to take less during the downtimes. And frankly, there will be downtimes, and there'll be downtimes in the stock market, the bond market, you know, any, pick a market. There are downtimes, and so far, nobody's been able to predict that. So how do you go about making yourself more insulated from that variability that inevitably will affect every type of investment out there?
Yeah, how do you maintain lifetime income? How do you keep getting an income and not take a cut in pay regardless of what the market might bring? And this is the crux of the whole thing right here.
Right, so you either have to take a cut in pay, as John mentioned, if you do the strict 4% rule and readjust the four to a new 4% every year based on the current value. Works really well if the market's on a upswing. Works horribly if the market starts off on a downswing and you start spending less and less and less and your bills start piling up. Or you just say, you know, I'm going to take 4% of my initial value out every year and heck with it. You know, it'll be fine because, hey, the market's average better than 4%. The problem with that is you could be basically shooting yourself in your foot really quickly if you happen to retire into a down market. Now, nobody knows what the market's going to be for the next year or two or three. It's impossible to dictate that. So what are you going to do if the market goes down over the next couple of years? Just keep pulling your 4% out? That means you're pulling money out of a down market. That means you're selling something when it's down. It doesn't help. It creates a problem is what it creates.
Well, it's reverse dollar cost averaging is what that is.
And that money will never recover. You're selling more and more of a percentage as the market's going down. Now, I had somebody at a seminar a couple of years back say, well, what if I keep a couple of years worth of cash and I just draw the cash for a couple of years? You know, that actually can work very well. But how many years worth of cash do you need? In 2000 to 2003, we sure needed a lot more than 2 or 3 years cash, 4 years cash. Even in the 2008 downturn, which recovered from a stock market perspective very quickly by historical standards, you wanted to have at least 4, 5, 6 years worth of, you know, safe money that didn't lose anything. That's where the discussion comes in on what is an appropriate, what we call bucket number one. We'll talk more about the actual bucket strategy tomorrow, but how do we create direct income to make sure that no matter what happens, I get a check every month. I mean, I know that, you know, it's like I'm still employed, except for instead of getting the check from XYZ company that I'm going to for 40 hours or more a week, I'm getting it from a different source that says, we're a big multi-billion dollar company and we guarantee to stand behind this check. You're doing that with your pension, you're doing that with Social Security, and so, you know, you're getting that check come heck or high water, right? Okay, you didn't get much of a cola, but you got the same amount, it didn't go down, and you're getting the same monthly number. So how do you create more of that if you need more of that? First question is, do you need more of that? Remember, anything that has a G word in front of it, a guarantee, it has an expense, or it's not going to create a huge rate of return necessarily. You can't have huge rates of returns and guarantees. There's a trade-off for everything that we're dealing with. So how do we create an acceptable amount of return or acceptable amount of income to get what we need to do? And there are potentially ways to do it, but you don't want to overload yourself because you still want some growth. I mean, unless you're 95 years old, you probably need some growth in your portfolio. Even an 80-year-old wants some growth in the portfolio. So we need to be able to balance these things out.
Yeah, you can't, as you said, you can't get both. You can't have a huge rate of return and a guarantee. Where the rate of return starts to increase is when that guarantee starts paying off as you live longer, as you start collecting more money and you stop collecting your own money back, you start getting somebody else's money as right. income. And that's where the rate of return starts to look a little bit better.
And so the question, I mean, a lot of people will come and say, what's the best investment I can make? Well, define best. And unfortunately, the best investment on most people's minds, high return, high stability or guarantee, tax-free, ultimately 100% liquid. They want all of these things in their investments. High return, high liquidity, high safety. That's not going to happen.
And low cost or no cost.
Well, as long as I'm getting a high return net of fees, I don't really care what the fees are. I want high liquidity. Liquidity means I can sell it anytime, any moment, anytime. High safety, no loss of principal, and high return. It's not happening.
So Professor Plum said this, and we're going to answer this question when we come back. How do you create lifetime income? Where does it come from? How much does it cost? There are costs to it. Do you need it? We'll answer all these questions and more. Also, your phone calls, 877-PLANNER. Lines are open right now. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. You know, we talk on this program, we have been, this segment, this past segment, about lifetime income. How do you get it? How do you sort of get some guarantees with it? What does it cost? And we're going to get into some more of that here. But if you really want to know about this stuff, it's a big topic that's going to be covered during the Retirement Income Strategies Workshop. In fact, that's the title of it, Retirement Income Strategies. There are challenges you face as a retiree. And of course, one of the big ones is how do you keep from running out of money before you run out of time? So this will be discussed, among other things, at the workshops that are coming up in person. You get to meet Professor Plum. You get to meet Terry Keyes, whom you'll hear and see on this program this Friday, February 20th, Las Vegas, Nevada. That'll be the next one, February 20th. It's just a couple of days away, in fact. It's this Saturday in Las Vegas. You can join the Brain Trust. You go to wealthed.com, our website, WEALTH, wealthed.com. You sign up there. Of course, it's all free. Seattle happens after that on February 27th, and then on March 12th, it'll be Phoenix, Arizona. So the next three, Las Vegas, Seattle, Phoenix. There will be more, as I've said many times. You check wealthed.com to find out where the rest of the venues will be located throughout March and well into April. It is well worth checking this out, not just because you get to meet a bunch of nice people, the local advisors and professor, et cetera, but you also get your questions answered. Anything that you need to know about, whether it has to do with lifetime income or not, those questions are all answered just like they are here on this program in person. Bring your money questions, bring a notepad, and take a lot of notes because it's going to be fun and informative. Those are the Lucia Capital Group Retirement Income Strategies Workshops, wealthed.com. Our phone number here in studio, 877-PLANNER. If you have questions on lifetime income or anything else, 877-752-6637. The Brain Trust is standing by here in the form of Professor Plum. So I guess the question was asked before the break, and we're going to answer it here now, Professor Plum. Lifetime income, let's say that you've determined that you need some form of it. The question is, how do you create lifetime income?
You work for the government for 40 years.
That's a good way to go. Okay, fine. There are people for whom it's too late. Those of us who didn't decide at age 20 that we wanted to be a bureaucrat.
Well, you don't necessarily have to be a bureaucrat. Say it in such a derogatory tone.
No, unless
you're working for a company with a pension, or unless you have very reasonable needs and you've done very well paying into the Social Security system and you've created a very large Social Security payment, and you've got enough pension money and Social Security to cover your day-to-day expenses, you may want to look into some other form of investment that could create some form of a guarantee. Now, there are multiple different ways to do this, and it depends on whether you want to put 100% stock in the idea that you're going to have guarantees, or do you want stable, not guaranteed. One way is going to give you a specific potential rate of return. The other one will give you a different rate of return. Obviously, when you have some amount of flexibility, some amount of variability, not guarantees, you could potentially get a little bit better rate of return or not. So it's a matter of how you want to structure your life. But there, in the guaranteed arena, if you've gone through your budget, you've looked at everything, you said, you know what, my Social Security is X, my pensions are Y, the combination of those two, it's a pretty good start, but I still need some more money on a guaranteed basis to meet the bills, to meet the day-to-day, to meet just life in general, not the fun stuff, but just all the life in general. I still need a little more. Well, now you may want to look into buying an income stream. And there's two main ways to buy income streams with a guarantee. One is an immediate annuity. One is a guaranteed withdrawal annuity. The guaranteed withdrawal annuities come in a couple of flavors as far as the underlying assets. The advantage of the immediate annuity, the payout is larger based on the money that you put in. The disadvantage of the immediate annuity is if you die too soon, there's nothing left over for the heirs, or a very little amount left over for the heirs, or you have to take a reduced amount for you to be able to leave something left over for the heirs. It's very inflexible. Now, on the other side of it, the interest rate that they're paying you based on a normal life expectancy is not all that good. It's today's interest rates. Today's interest rates are not all that good. I mean, what's a 10-year investment in a 10-year treasury repaying you? You know, under 2% a year. So you can't expect an insurance company to pay you 8 or 10% a year of earnings. Now, don't get confused between the term payout or what's actually happening, where you put $100,000 in or some dollar amount and you get $8,000 a year out. That is not a rate of return, unless they guarantee you the $100,000 back. Immediate annuities don't do that. There is no cash value left on an immediate annuity in most terms. So you have to look at what's going on and how long you're going to live. Before you look at any lifetime income annuity, whether it's a single premium immediate annuity or a guaranteed withdrawal benefit annuity, you need to have one thing in your favor: the expectation of a better than normal life expectancy. If you've got a short life expectancy and your spouse has a short life expectancy or not anything greater than normal, then these products really don't work that well. Where they work well is when you have a longer than expected mortality. They base everything, they being the insurance companies, base everything on the law of large numbers, averages, expected mortality for everybody is a specific age. If you can look at your family history, your health, and say, my life expectancy should be better than average, or my life expectancy is not going to be average. I was a heavy smoker. My family has a history of X disease that tends to, you know, unfortunately, not us, let us live into normal life expectancy. That is not, you're not, those aren't good conditions for creating lifetime income because it's too expensive. On the other side, if you look at your health history and you look at the way you've taken care of yourself and or your spouse, and there's some reason to believe that there's going to be some longevity, well, these types of lifetime income products can actually pan out and they can do well. So first step is determining how much, if any, guaranteed income you need. Second step is to look at your longevity, your life expectancy, your ability to beat the odds, so to speak, and get into the insurance company's money a little more. That's what we're
all
trying to do.
That's the whole point. You're trying to, if you're using up your money first, the whole idea is to live long enough that they're just going to start coming out of pocket
right, and
paying you. That's where your rate of return comes
from.
That's
where you want to get. But if you don't have that life expectancy, then these products are not all that attractive.
Because there's a cost to them, right?
Well, there's a cost to everything that you do. Whether it's an immediate annuity, the cost is that you either take, the payout period is so long to get your own money back, and anytime you put guarantees into it, 10-year certain, 20-year certain, a joint life, you bring down the payout. So if I were to, just in hypothetical ranges, if I were starting with $100,000 and I'm 70 years old and they're going to pay me $8,000 a year, the insurance company knows they're only going to be paying me that for maybe 15 years, 13 to 15 years. So they're saying, okay, that's reasonable. What's the cost of that? Well, it's what I could have earned if I hadn't done the insurance company. On the other side, if I die too soon, the insurance company keeps a lot of money. To save myself or my heirs some of that $100,000, if I get hit by a truck the next day, I may put a guarantee period on it. Well, if I put a guarantee period on it, which means that if I die too soon, the insurance company will continue to make the payment for the rest of that guaranteed period, well, they're going to lower the amount they're paying me because they're on the hook now. They know that within, you know, 10,000 people they issue these contracts to, some of them will die within the first 2 or 3 years. Some will live a long time. And so they're counting on those differences to be able to pay for everything else. I want to make sure I'm guaranteeing me. They're going to pay me less because now they're on the hook. You have to be careful what you're looking at, but there are ways to do this.
There are ways to do this. Now, you may have heard about these 6% guarantees. You're earning 6%. You may have heard some of the sales pitches on these. We're going to try to set the record straight and tell you exactly what these things are, how they work, and what the costs are. Because if you don't know that stuff, then there's really no point in you even looking into them. Any money questions you have, lines are open. 877-PLANNER. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, we got lines open right now for you. If you have a money question, 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're here to answer those questions for you, as we have been for many, many years on this program. So if you have a question on how you can maintain lifetime income, or if you got a question on something else, annuities, insurance, Social Security, you tell us, you call us, 877-752-6637. We will talk to you about those questions right here and answer them for you on the program, 877-PLANNER. We'll also get to some emails, too, in a little while. You can email us at our website, wealtheed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealtheed.com. Okay, so we've heard about some of these. I read a statistic, or maybe you told me this, Professor Plum, that one of the most widely sold assets in the world, at least in the financial world,
in the U.S.
Yeah, let's put it that way. I mean, you're not, you know, buying these in Antarctica, but are these guaranteed income, these guaranteed withdrawal annuities?
Yeah, specifically what they call the hybrid annuities, the index annuity with the guaranteed lifetime income rider. And one of the reasons that they're very widely sold is they're not regulated like a security, so you don't have to have all the licensing that you would have to have to sell some of the other investment products that are out there. And so it's not difficult to be able to get into that particular line and start selling these types of products. And there's nothing wrong with them. They work very well in the right situation. But unfortunately, to make them sound a little bit better, they tend to be exaggerated from time to time.
Yeah, now I've heard many times that some of these are like investing in the stock market, getting stock market-like returns, but without the risk. How can you go wrong?
Well, you can go wrong by buying the wrong one, because it is not a stock market return. It is not a stock market-like return. It is a interest-bearing account. And now, it does not have risk to principal from just the ordinary. We're talking about the index annuity with the guaranteed lifetime income. There is no risk to the principal from the market. There is no risk of losing money due to a bad market condition. The principal of the account is guaranteed by the insurance company. It's in the insurance company's general account for the most part. It's a guaranteed account. The insurance company is guaranteeing it, and they guarantee to pay you interest each year on that account. Now, that interest is driven by the results of some movement in an index. Could be a couple of indexes, could be different strategies, but if the index is positive, whichever index you're using, could be a balanced index, which has its own problems, a stock index, or any other index that they want to use. I've seen oil, I've seen interest rates, and some others. If the index is positive, you get paid an interest rate. How much of an interest rate? Well, that is determined by the formula that is being used to create that interest. There are multiple different types of formulas. So if you're considering these and you're looking at the cash value component of this, understand how the formula works. Is it point to point? Is it monthly averaging? How does it go about? Unfortunately, we've seen years like 2013 that the market did very, very well, specifically the S&P 500. And some of these contracts that were invested in those indexes, even after incredible years, they just didn't do so well because of the formula for determining the interest.
So how are these, first of all, how are these being pitched to people? Because they're saying, hey, look at this. I've heard people say this. I have this product. I'm earning 6%. I'm getting a 6% rate of return.
Well, I've heard 6% or the market, whichever is greater.
Yeah, okay, that too.
And there are, when we're talking about an index annuity, there we don't have that same 6% talk. So anybody that's talking about just a straight deferred fixed annuity for a 7-8 year period of time, not including lifetime income, they won't talk about these 6-8% guaranteed returns. For one thing, they're not real. When you get into the lifetime incomes, the rider, which does have a fee to it, then they have a second, like almost a clone of or another personality within the annuity. You still have the cash value. The cash value is still guaranteed by the insurance company. It's going to earn some interest. When the market is up, you'll earn some interest. When the market's down, you don't earn any interest. But then there's a rider that adds another component to the overall annuity. and that is an income base. Now, the income base is not a real number. It's an accounting number to determine a future income that can be drawn from this account, first coming from your money, your own accumulation value. And if the accumulation value goes to zero, then the insurance company will stand behind the distribution rate that they've promised. And that distribution rate varies by the age that you start receiving the income. But let's say that you don't want to start receiving income for a period of time. Well, what they'll do is they'll make it look like the income base goes up at a specific predetermined rate. It's called a roll-up rate. And typically, they're in that 6%, sometimes higher, range. The cash value is one thing. The income base is another. The income base will go up at the predetermined stated rate. Maybe let's just use 6 for this example. So I put in $100,000. My income base is $100,000. Then after the 1 year, I earn interest. Maybe I earn 5% of interest. My cash value goes to 105. My income base goes up by 6%, goes to 106.
Now, the income base is kind of a phantom number, though. I mean, it has nothing to do with the amount of money you actually have.
So the next year, the index goes down. I don't earn any interest. My 105 stays at 105. My income base goes up at 6%. Now it's 112. And through several years, let's say that the income base gets to 200 and the cash value gets to 150. And you say, well, I want to cash this in. I like that 200,000. Send me that 200,000. Sorry, cannot do that. The income base has no cash value allowed to it. All it is used for is to determine what kind of a payout that you can draw from your cash value. And if the cash value goes to zero, the insurance company will continue to pay you the income that they promised for the rest of your life. So typically it's going to be in the 5% range. So you've got 200,000, 5% of 200,000 is $10,000. So you say, okay, turn my income stream on. Now I'm going to start receiving $10,000 a year for the rest of mine, in some cases mine and my spouse's life. Where is that money coming from? It's coming from my cash value.
Your money.
I had 150, 100 of my money, 50,000 of accumulated earnings over however many years we were dealing with this. First 10,000 comes out, now I've got 140. Now whatever it earns in interest will be applied to the 140. The next year, it goes down to 130, 120, and plus whatever earnings are being created every year. But what's my distribution rate at that point? Off my cash value. I'm taking 10,000 off 150. What's that, 7.5%, 6 2/3%? And am I ever going to earn 6 2/3%? Probably not. So it's going to start just kind of dwindling down my cash value. And if that cash value goes to zero before I go underground, they will continue to pay me $10,000. It's not until I've completely withdrawn all my own cash value that the insurance company has to dig into their pocket and start paying me a premium. Now, that's why I said longevity is an issue. It's a big issue. Because if I started this at 65 and I then at 75 turn the income on, it takes 10 years just to get my own money back. 100,000 in, 10,000 a year coming out. So over a 20-year period of time, how much have I earned? Whatever the cash value is left. It takes 15 years to get my accumulation value back. So where does the insurance company come in on that one? They come in when the cash value goes to zero.
Which in this, in
your
example,
if I don't have longevity, the insurance company's never on the hook. And that's really where these roll-ups started. When they first started issuing hybrid type annuities, longevity annuities, income annuities like this, they didn't have these automatic escalators. Most people bought them the day they wanted the income to start. But the insurance companies got smart. They said the more we can make it look like it's a benefit to wait, the less we'll ever be on the hook to pay it out. Because if I can get you to wait until you're 85 years old, and it takes 10 years or more at that point to get your own money back, what are the odds that me as the insurance company will ever dig into my own pocket and I get to charge you a fee every year? Now, that doesn't mean they're bad. But used correctly is not what most people sell them for. Used correctly, they work very well. Used correctly, whether it's a variable annuity chassis underneath or a fixed index annuity chassis underneath, if the income is the driving force and you want to have some access potential to cash in the future, whatever the cash value is, they can make a lot of sense. But I think they're more important from an emotional standpoint than from a true rate of return standpoint. These will not do 10, 15, 20% returns. They will not average 9, 10, 11% rates of return. They are not stock market investments with no risk. They are interest-bearing investments with no risk on the principal. So we have to put them in the right category and understand what we're doing with them. But put them together, they do us. They make us feel better. And when we feel better about our income stream, we're better about the rest of our assets. We tend not to panic. We tend to be more rational. We tend to let the markets do what the markets do and actually allow things to recover without just being afraid and selling out at the wrong time. So what they do from an overall rate of return standpoint is, depending on whether you're looking at it at the product by itself or they're looking at the portfolio as a whole, generally it helps you be better with the portfolio as a whole, even though this may not be the huge investment return that you hoped it might be. It still may be one of the best investments you make because of what it allows you to do with the rest of your portfolio.
Yeah, it'll take some of the pressure off is what it does, which is what guaranteed income does, right? The more Social Security you have, the more you have a pension income that you have, the less your portfolio actually has to perform, and you're less likely to do something stupid, right? Which is what we investors tend to do. 877-PLANNER, lines are open. Call now, Bucket Strategy Investing. Once again, you know, we're talking, among other things, about guaranteed lifetime income and really income strategies. You can learn more about these things and get a whole lot more detail at the 2016 Retirement Income Strategies Workshops, of course, presented by Lucia Capital Group. We have several that are coming up. We got more beyond just what I've been telling you. So if you want to find out where the brain trust is going to be, go to wealthed.com, our website, WEALTH, wealthed.com. You can sign up for any or all of the workshops, follow the brain trust around, and get your money questions answered. I say it's worth it. Of course it is. At least go to one of them, and all of your questions will be answered. You just got to ask them. You got to show up. So again, wealthed.com. It's all free. Let's get back to the phones. 877-PLANNER. A couple of lines open. We got some folks on hold. We will take care of everybody, so don't go away if you're on hold. Jake is next up in Alameda. Hello, Jake.
Hello, thanks for calling my call. I love your show. I just have a quick question on annuity. I work at federal government, and we're on the first. I received a letter from the TSP that let me tell you what I have. I got about $538,000 in TSP. I'm 56 years old. I'm eligible to retire 32 years. I was just wondering, should I take the annuity, the $2,600, plus the annuity from the federal government?
Well, do you need that much annuitized income? And if you've got $538,000 and you're looking at what, $2,600 is $31,000 a year? You know, $538,000? Yeah, that's a 6% payout for a 56-year-old. I'm not all that excited about it, really. I think that if you have to have that rock-solid income, that's one thing. But if you, between, now are you CSRS or FERS?
Of course, FERS.
FERS. Okay, so you'll have Social Security in a couple of years as well.
Exactly.
So you've got your FERS pension. You've got your Social Security. Are you married or single, Jake?
Married.
Okay. Will your wife have any pension income?
No. She just got laid off, but she got $1 million in a Charles Schwab account.
Okay.
She hasn't been working.
So. When you look at, you know, the future, when you look at retirement, how much money do you need on a monthly basis to live?
Oh, that's kind of hard to say. I was just thinking about taking the retirement, and I'm going to be able to tax me a lot and work a little bit of part-time. That's what I was just thinking about.
Okay. I mean, when you said your investment portfolio was over $1 million, I'm more likely to take the annuity than otherwise because you have a large pool of other income that you can you become very flexible and variable on. As far as the annuity itself, the 2,600 out of 500+ thousand, it's okay. It doesn't excite me too much. But it's going to go back to, and this is where if you're going to retire, you really need to start looking at, okay, what are my expenses going to be? Will I still have a mortgage? Where's my health insurance going to come from? Do I have to pay anything extra for that? Luckily, your FERS retirement may give you some health insurance too. What are my expenses? Not my travel and things like that, but what are my expenses that I need to meet? And if my Social Security and my regular pension and my wife's Social Security are enough to get close to covering that, then I'm less likely to take the pension, or not the pension, the annuity. If I need $7,000, $8,000 a month to get by, and I'm going to have Social Security of $2,500. I'm going to have a pension of $2,500, but that's it. And then I need more. Well, then I'm more likely to take the pension. But it's not the greatest rate of return. And it's what they call a single premium and median annuity. And it's just not earning that much unless you live a really long time. Now, that $2,600, is that for your life only, or is that for both you and your wife, as long as either one of you?
For myself.
Yeah, see, I don't really care for that. And if you wanted to cover your wife, you're going to have to take even less. So I'm going to lean more towards not taking it than taking it at this moment.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, Jake, thank you for the call. Yeah, once again, he's got enough money on elsewhere where he doesn't necessarily have to have another big chunk of money.
Right. But I mean, if he wants the guarantees, but the problem is that $2,600 goes away. It's his life only.
Yeah.
If he unfortunately gets hit by the proverbial Mack truck,
which could happen,
his wife has nothing of that. And
right.
So I think you can create that income from the 500 plus thousand and still have money left over for her if he gets hit by the truck.
877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's move along to Arthur up next in Las Vegas. Hi, Arthur.
Good morning.
How can we help you today?
I called last week about a reduction in my Social Security check.
Oh, yes.
And I found out that I was a bad, bad boy.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
I made over $180,000 last year.
I asked you that, and you said no.
Okay.
So now they're going to penalize me, so guess it don't pay to make money.
No comment on that. But, yes, unfortunately, the Medicare premium is what they call means tested. If you make over certain thresholds, the cost of Medicare Part B and D goes up. And it goes up quite a bit. And it will. That's the only thing that reduces an existing Social Security benefit. When you know, most of the time, when Medicare premiums go up, they don't reduce your Social Security benefit. Even if that's what we saw last year with the cost of living or the non-cost of living.
They can't
allowance.
Get less.
You can't get
words.
Less.
Yeah.
But
unless
your premium did go up because of this means testing issue. I can't remember the actual acronym they use. But when your income goes over $170,000 adjusted gross income as a married couple. A year or two ago, they look at the year prior, they're going to increase and let you pay a larger percentage of the Medicare premium than the rest of the population. The premium can go all the way up to almost $400 a month from the current 120, 121-ish,
ooh, wow.
If you make $400,000 a year. So, and yes, it's a penalty for making money. And unfortunately, it hits some people by surprise, as yourself, where maybe they're getting by on just regular, normal, everyday, middle-class incomes, and they sell a piece of property that they've had for 30 years, raw land out in the middle of nowhere, and they sell it, somebody, and a developer comes by and offers to buy it. And so they got a big gain 1 year, and then they realize a year or two later that put their adjusted gross income way up, and now they have to pay higher Social Security Medicare premiums going forward for 1 year. They do it year by year, so if you don't make $180 this year, your premium will come down again next year.
Okay, that's good news.
That's
okay,
something.
Thank you very much.
Well, Arthur,
thank you for calling back, though.
Thanks for letting us know, because we were baffled by that. I appreciate that, Arthur. He had called last...
And I did ask you, Arthur, did you make more than 170?
I didn't think I made that much, but I checked my income tax return, and that was the fact.
Yep.
There you were.
Fortunately and unfortunately.
Well, thank you for the call, Arthur. I appreciate it. So we know what happened. He had called last week, and his question was, he had
why
seen his Social Security check.
Why did my Social Security
check.
Go down it by $100?
It actually went down. We were baffled based on what we had, the information we had.
Right.
But we had said call and then
find
call
out
us back. And he did that. So
and appreciate it.
Yes, we do. Helpful information. Okay, we got more to come. Hey, there's another hour just ahead for most people around the country. So stick around for that. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, great way to call them is at Lucia Capital Group. In fact, that's the only way to call them off the air. 800-644-1150. That's the number to talk to any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. More Bucket Strategy Investing is just ahead. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.